Kevin Warsh, the 56-year-old former Federal Reserve governor, came under fire from Democratic senators during a tense two-hour confirmation hearing to determine whether he should be installed as the Federal Reserve chairman. The hearing comes amid an ongoing investigation into current Chairman Jerome Powell. While President Donald Trump says the investigation is about cost overruns on the Fed's headquarters, Powell says it's a pressure campaign by Trump to get the Fed to lower interest rates. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Banking Committee, was quick to call out Kevin Warsh's ties to the current president, saying that Warsh, quote, sucked up to Donald Trump to snag his dream job, end quote, pointing out a lack of independence that is necessary for the job.
The Senate should not be aiding and abetting Donald Trump's illegal takeover of the Fed by installing his chosen sock puppet as chair. It's an invitation for corruption and for economic catastrophe.
When Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana asked whether he would be Trump's sock puppet, Warsh responded with, quote, absolutely not, end quote. However, Democratic senators remained doubtful, with Warren and Warsh later getting into a back and forth.
Name one aspect of President Trump's economic agenda with which you disagree.
Well, Senator, the Federal Reserve in recent years has wandered outside of its remit, wandered into other areas.
I'm asking
areas.
For something
That's
you
not
disagree
something I'm prepared
with Donald
to do.
Trump on.
If
just
I'm confirmed, the Federal Reserve should stay in its lane.
Just one little place where you disagree with Donald
Well,
Trump.
I do have a disagreement, actually, Senator, with the president. I think even this morning, he said that he thought I was out of central casting. I think central casting, I'd look older, grayer, and maybe show up here with a cigar of sorts.
Quite adorable. But, you know, we need a Fed chair who is independent. That's the only way we preserve the independence of the Federal Reserve. If you can't answer these questions, you don't have the courage and you don't have the independence.
Warsh then declined to say Trump lost the 2020 election when Warren repeatedly pressed him to confirm the results. Instead, dodging the question by stating that he tries to keep politics separate from the Fed. Warren later pointed out Warsh's undisclosed $100 million in assets, which she says is a conflict of interest. Warsh would become the wealthiest Fed chair if confirmed.
You have $100 million in undisclosed assets. And what I'm asking is, are any of those with this outfit that invests in companies affiliated with President Trump or his family, companies that have facilitated money laundering, Chinese-controlled companies, or financing vehicles set up by Jeffrey Epstein? It's a yes or no question.
Senator, I have worked tirelessly with the ethics officials at the Office of Government
Ethics.
Yes,
and you have not
come
revealed
to an ethics agreement with them and have
assets.
Agreed, Senator, to sell all of
That's
my financial
not my
assets,
Mr.
including
Warsh,
the Duquesne assets.
Are you refusing to tell us if you have investments, for example, in vehicles set up to advance Jeffrey Epstein? Is that what you're telling us? You just won't tell us?
Senator, what I'm telling you is that those assets that you represent at Juggernaut will be sold if I'm confirmed
Let me follow up on that.
Support and opposition to Warsh falls largely along party lines, apart from Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, who is withholding his support. Tillis says he will block a vote on the nominee until the Department of Justice drops the criminal investigation into the central bank and its current chairman, Jerome Powell. Assuming the Democrats remain united against Warsh, the confirmation is still up in the air, as another Republican, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, also said she will vote no if the nomination reaches the Senate floor before the investigation into Powell is resolved. Senate Majority Leader John Thune told Politico that the Trump administration, quote, is going to have to deal with Tillis, end quote, if they want Warsh confirmed. Powell plans to remain in his post beyond the date that his term ends, May 15th, if Warsh is not confirmed by then. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.